anniversary party is going on at the Brown household around the corner. One of the guests, George Taylor, pauses while eating his dessert to say,
best lemon chiffon pie I've ever tasted, Mary.
Oh, really?
I wish my wife could do as well.
Oh, thank you.
Say, it doesn't look as if Sam is appreciating it much, though.
Goodness, is my cooking that bad? Sam, your head's practically in your plate. I guess it's fallen asleep every night, and I'm so sorry.
Oh, that's all right.
Sam, sit up. Oh, dreadful. I'd better shake him. Sam. Sam!
Great God, he's dead.
How do you do? I'm Sergeant Barker, the Homicide Division.
Oh.
He's one of my boys, Mike Grady. Where's the body?
In the dining room at the table. We didn't move him.
Mm-hmm. I might as well be comfortable, everybody. This'll take just a little while.
Dead, all right. Peaceful, too. Who's Mrs. Sam Brown?
I am.
And do you mind telling me what happened?
I guess not, but I'm so shocked, I don't know where to begin or what to tell you.
Well, you might as well begin by telling me what you served for dinner.
Well, we had soup first.
Soup? What kind?
Mushroom, then roast chicken, green peas, mashed potatoes, dessert, and coffee. But I don't see how this could mean anything.
Yeah, just routine, Mrs. Brown. Did Mr. Brown eat everything?
Yes, he did. He seemed to fall asleep over his coffee.
Mm-hmm.
And when I tried to wake him, I found he'd had a heart attack.
Yeah. That'll be all for a few minutes, Mrs. Brown. We want to take a look around. Notice anything about this table, Mike?
No, Chief. I can't say as I do.
Yeah, neither do I. Let's look in this kitchen here. Yeah, orderly person, isn't she? Stacked the dishes after each course.
Yes. And here's the silverware over here. Mm. Ah, look. Look, Chief. One of these soup spoons has turned black.
Black? Let me see it. And the only spoon that's tarnished, too. Well, I was beginning to think it was a heart attack or a perfect murder, but this silver soup spoon is evidence enough. Mrs. Brown?
Yes, Sergeant Barker?
I'm sorry to interrupt your little party, Mrs. Brown, but I'm sure your guests won't mind.
I don't understand.
You will, Mrs. Brown, you will. You see, you're under arrest for the murder of your husband.
Do you know why Sergeant Barker accused Mrs. Brown of murder? In a moment, we'll hear the solution. But first, a word from our sponsor. Now, back to our story.
Sergeant Barker, how do you know it was homicide?
Well, Mrs. Brown took careful pains to wash the soup pans and soup dishes before she served the rest of the meal.
Yes, I can see that.
But she forgot one thing, to wash the silver soup spoons. What she didn't realize was that an hour later, by the end of dinner, the spoon her husband had used to eat his toadstool soup would give her away. She didn't know that toadstools make silver turn black. Mrs. Brown almost committed the perfect murder. But she forgot to wash one spoon.